Yowza! The Tune Meister is back in the house. Ready for happy hour, Crab Radio Live? Well, boys and girls, sit back and settle back into that easy chair with your beverage or dubage of choice and prepare to let the Tune Meister rock you. In 1975, Lita Ford, when she was only 16, was recruited to join the all-female rock band that was being formed called the Runaways. And by 1976, they had secured their recording contract and released their debut album. However, by 77, dissension was starting to form in the ranks. A rift had formed between Sherry Curry, the lead singer, bassist Jackie Fox, and vocalist-guitarist Joan Jett. They wanted to continue on with a more Ramones-inspired punk rock sound, while Lita Ford and drummer Sandy Fox wanted to continue with the hard rock sound that had gotten them recognition. The band finally dissolved in April of 79, and Lita ended up launching into a solo career. Her debut album was released in 1983 and was called Out for Blood. And it kind of pretty much was a commercial failure and sucked. She released another album before she released the 1988, I believe, album self-titled Lita. And that band included a couple songs. One she had co-written with Nikki Sixx, Falling In and Out of Love, and Close My Eyes Forever was a duet with her and Ozzy Osbourne. And that was her most commercially successful song. And it hit, it broke the 10th spot on the Billboard Top 100. I think it landed on 8. And Lita Ford launched a few other albums that weren't quite as successful before she fizzled away. What we're going to listen to tonight is a pair of FM broadcasts, each about 30 minutes apiece. The first one being live at the Country Club in 1984, Los Angeles, California. The second being Lita Ford live at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano, again on FM radio. So sit back, the smoking lamp is lit, and enjoy some Lita.
A warm welcome to the Lita Ford Band!
We'll be right back. lots of noise for radio.
Rock and roll! They won!
All right. Song called Alpha Blood.
Gonna rock on till it kills you. Love to it fast, not to die young. Well, I just want The song's called Run With The Money.
We'll be right back. It's called Hit and Run. Yeah.
stay out here and make too much noise? Why don't we just stay here and, make, and do one more song?
One more song, Los Angeles!
Are you sure?
Get your asses back out here.
Are there any men in this audience today? I hear one or two. The song to you is called Lady Killer.
Wasn't bad at all. Caught Lita Ford as she was rising in popularity. She probably hadn't achieved her mainstream success of the album Lita, and I have no idea why that FM broadcast didn't really contain anything that charted. Next up, we got Lita Ford at another FM broadcast, this time in 1992, February 3rd, And this was in tour of the Dangerous Curves album that was released in 1991. And this short FM broadcast at least contains a few songs that charted. Kiss Me Deadly, Hungry, and Shot of Poison. So let's sit back and check it out.
Now it's time for some high decibel rock with Lita Ford, captured live at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah. much.
Lita Ford, captured live at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. We'll return with more, so stay with us. Let's get back to Lita Ford, who's heating up the stage at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. Lita Ford kicking up her heels at the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano. There's more to come, so stay with us. Let's head on back to the Coach House in San Juan Capistrano for more Lita Ford in
time. Wait a minute. Hey, Tommy. Over here on the bass guitar from Columbus, Ohio, Tommy T-Bone camera down on the bass guitar. And back here on the drums from the Bay Area, Jimmy DeGrasso on the drums. From New Jersey, Joe Taylor on the guitar. Canada, Lee on the keyboards, David Edgman on the keyboards. The song's called Hungry for Your Sex.
Listening to In Concert featuring Lita Ford and Rick Emmett. Hope you've enjoyed it. This program was brought to you by AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team.
By the mid-90s, Lita Ford placed a far reduced priority on her music career as she turned her attention towards raising her two young sons. Following the release of Black in 1995, did not release any new material until the Wicked Wonderland album almost 15 years later. In June of 2008, Lita Ford reemerged with a new band, and in 2009 started to tour. And she continues to tour and record to this day. So if you liked what you heard so far, kind of following Lita Ford's rise to popularity, go on and buy some of her music and support her.